Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Łukasz Wachełko. I'm representing WOOD & Company, and today I have a pleasure of moderating the call with AmRest to discuss the, well, recent topic of major change in the shareholder structure and the management structure of the company. AmRest is today represented by two gentlemen, Henry McGovern, the founder of the company and departing CEO, and Mark Chandler, who's CFO and who's about to become a new CEO soon in May. Before I hand over the microphone to the speakers, I would like to thank Henry for last 14 years. It was pretty joyful journey. Okay, so guys, Mark, Henry, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Łukasz. It really has been a pleasure for the last 14 years. Yesterday, I was talking to the people in the office, and many of you know that I go by Chief Emotional Officer as opposed to Chief Executive Officer, and it has certainly been an emotional few days for me. I think since I'm talking to bankers this time, I can get through without so much emotion as I've had in the last few days. But what a joy the company has been. What a joy AmRest has been. Coming to Poland 25 years ago was not really expected to stay for this period of time. I used to always tell people, and probably some of you on the call, I'm here for two more years. And each time there's been a great reason to stay, and the journey has continued. It's pretty special. If you know the culture and the people here, you feel it every day. So at some point, it had to come, and I just felt the time was right. I've always felt that I wanted to make sure when I did leave that it was leaving at a high, it was leaving the company with more possibility than it had before and with a very strong team. So that's where we are. On a personal side, my son started playing hockey in the Czech Republic a couple of years ago. I've got another son in Poland. I've got a daughter who's in college and a son in the deserts out in California. So I've got four kids spread around and my wife wondering what I'm doing on a plane every day. So it just felt like the right time. We put together a strategy for AmRest a couple of years ago that we've shared with everybody, our four-pillar strategy. It's been, I think, very successful and very differentiating. I think it takes AmRest into a category of restaurant leadership that doesn't exist somewhere else. It gives the company tremendous optionality, which I've always liked. It's one of my premises on how to grow a company quickly yet successfully with a strong foundation is make sure you have enough options that you can always choose from. And now with food service, with digital, with franchising and concession, and the best and strongest development team in Europe, feels pretty damn good. It feels like the company has options to invest across multiple areas to grow those three pillars. We've shared that we want to make sure that more of the net income going forward is coming out of those new pillars, but at the same time, we keep finding possibilities for growing the core restaurant business. On the core restaurant business, we've also done a great job, I think, of diversifying. We're in the categories we said we wanted to be in with the addition of bakery and sushi, the really strong additions of our digital investments with Pizza Portal and Glovo. Those have given the company a insight into the direction of the business. It's hard these days to stay 3 years ahead because the industry is changing more quickly than I've seen in the last 25. So keeping AmRest with the options of what to do in the next 3 years has been a challenge recently, but I'm very happy with the investments we made there, and I think we've shared with most of you the rapid pace of growth we're seeing in both of those. Delivery continues to be the fastest growing part of our business. And then I think it's important that I explain a bit of the relationship that I've had the pleasure of having with FinAccess and how that came about. Some of you know that a few years ago, as Warburg Pincus was thinking of exiting, I was a little bit frustrated of private equity in the business. I didn't like the short-term side of it. AmRest has always been a very long-term thinking business. We're not making a lot of changes. 26 years as one CEO, and I think our viewpoint has always been build for the long term and do the right thing. So I specifically was looking for an investor that was long-term, that was going to understand the international consumer side, and they had a very long track record of being in over 100 countries with Modelo and Corona and building a brand. They understand the consumer, and they definitely want AmRest to remain the reference restaurant company in Europe and to build at scale. So checked a lot of boxes. I wanted to make sure that I stayed here through doubling the company. We did that. That felt pretty good. We did it pretty fast, didn't we?
Very fast.
It was good. So, you know, I just checked a lot of the promises that I made to them and they made to me. So it was a good time, and I think they recognized my success, which is nice, and I'd like to recognize theirs. So, that just brings it to the right time. And then thinking about what's next, right? How do you decide who's ready to take the baby and keep going? Mark and I have had the pleasure for 11 years of working together. It's been amazing. Some of you out there know that he's a bit of a bookend. You like talking to both of us because you get two views sometimes, which is nice. And we respect one another, and Mark's going to continue to talk to me, and I'll continue to share with him. So let me turn it over to Mark.
Thank you, Henry. Again, I want to thank Henry because it has been a partnership for 11 years, and we've shared the same vision and the passion for the business. And I think hopefully you've seen that in the growth of the company. And also, I think for the exec team that Henry has built, that team is still very much excited about moving forward. So he's built a great foundation for us, and for the vision going forward, we don't need to change that vision. I think it's more is making sure that we can maintain the momentum. We'll have a slightly different style. Henry and I do, as he said, we're the bookends, and that, but it's still the same focus, which is, again, driving organic growth, where it's appropriate, and M&A, especially if it's accretive in terms of margins. And also continue what we're trying to do is getting our margins growing again. But the team is strong. Again, it's a great foundation. For those people who don't know me, I have been a CEO before, actually, but I've spent a lot of time in Western Europe. So, as we grow Western Europe, I still have a lot of ideas where we can continue to grow there. But Finn Access has been a great partner for us. I think the important thing is that we're aligned as a group. I'm happy that we're able to maintain that, especially with passing leadership internally from Henry to myself, so we can keep that going. But clearly, we have the same objectives and growth objectives as Finn Access. They also want to participate more openly in terms of road shows and such to meet the investors and also, of course, the employees. So you'll have a chance to probably ask some more questions about Finn Access directly to them. But things will continue on. And again, Henry and I, it's not goodbye for me with Henry, and he and I will be continuing to chat. And I know since it's his baby, he'll give me his advice. Whether I take it or not, we'll see. But it's been a fun journey, and we have a long, long ways to go. And our three-year plan is still agreed to with the board, is still very strong in terms of growth, and that's not slowing down. So we are still a growth company. And again, we'll continue to communicate with everybody what that vision is. So I'm excited. Sad that I'm going to lose my partner, but only in terms of in the office. But going forward, I think we'll continue to demonstrate that we can perform. So with that, I guess pass it to.
The company's in very good hands. That's the good news. So, Lukasz, I think we can open up for questions.
Yes, please. So, operator, please give us the technicals.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from Joel Pinto from JB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. First of all, congratulations for what you and your team have built during this year. I have just a couple of questions. Will you maintain the same growth strategy in terms of, or should we wait for an update for store openings in the future? And secondly, you have made some senior hirings recently. Was this to prepare the company for your departure? And finally, just to confirm, have you already chosen a new CFO for the company? Thank you.
We didn't understand the second question. We got the first one on growth and the third one on CFO, but we didn't understand the second question.
The second question was you hired some senior people recently, and I was asking if this was to prepare the company in terms of people for the future.
Thanks for that question. Let me answer that one, and then I'll turn it over to Mark to talk about growth and CFO. What we were hiring, and I'm very happy with the strength of the team. I mentioned it, and Mark did, and there's going to be quite a long, I think, consistency in the team continuing. Was we introduced the four pillars, we needed to bring in somebody with a global perspective on food service and supply chain. As many of you know, one of the special parts of our structure and the reason for the profitability in Spain is because of our central production kitchen facility. We've now implemented the same thing in China. Our food service division in Central Europe is quite strong, which we report under our other income. And we want to develop what we have in Spain and Central Europe as well. So we've brought in someone to lead food service globally, and bring all of those under one person. That was Ram. We brought in Adam Savitsky to lead digital, and we made the investments there. We've recently hired Christopher Jones to lead our franchising and concessions business, reporting into Olo, our COO. So we're very happy with the quality and strength of people we brought in to execute this four-pillar strategy. Which is, as I said earlier, quite differentiated. So I think we're in great shape in terms of structure at the moment. No empty positions at the senior level, at the executive level, or the next level down as well. We just have a strong team throughout the structure of the company at the moment. So, Mark, let me turn it over to you for growth and CFO.
Yeah, to the growth thing in terms of openings, that's certainly not changing at all. We had a board meeting a few months ago, just to finalize our plans. And so what we had talked about over time to everybody here, it hasn't changed, and that's going to continue. So organic growth is still going to be, we'll have certainly far more than 300 openings this year, and we're going to continue in that path. And then also from an M&A standpoint, it may be fewer M&As, but larger ones. But it's still going to be part of what we think, and if it fits in for us in terms of the company, I think, and also a focus on margin will be probably, as we go forward, still going to be where we're going to go. So that's not changing. So when we talk in the future and we meet, the four pillars are there, the growth, how we're going to get there is changed, because this is something, again, Henry has worked closely with the team on, and he and I in particular have shared the same vision on this, so you will not see that change. In terms of the CFO, that still has to be finalized. There's some discussions, but we want to, I think in a short period of time, we'll be able to come out with an announcement on that. And when we do, we will certainly be, we'll announce that to the market. So that should not be too far off, but this, with Henry's retirement, we have to kind of set ourselves up to see what, how we complete the team. So that will come shortly.
Thank you very much. It was very clear.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Claire Franklin from LGM Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. Firstly,
hi, Claire.
Henry, obviously, I'm sure you'll be missed by many on both sides of this call. And secondly, Mark, congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess one of the things that puzzles me is, as you said, Henry, you know, this is your baby. You've been there 26 years, and yet, you know, you're going on the 10th of May. Seems like quite a short transition. Just wondered why that was.
There's really no good reason except for to tell you that the team is ready. So, and I'm here. It's not like if they have a question, they can't ask me. You know, I don't think it benefits anybody for me to sit around. It's quite emotional as it is, but they're all here. There's an annual picnic usually at my house that'll probably continue. I don't think you have to worry about transition.
You're not disappearing, Paul.
I'm not disappearing. So I know it looks that way, but I think the team knows exactly what they're doing, and it's not going to be necessary that I'm here. But if it is, I will be. So. Yes, it's my baby, but my baby's going to college.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Well, thank you everybody for participating. Wukash, thank you for everything Wood has done for me and for the company and for arranging this call. It's been great. Thank you everybody.
Thank you, too. And again, we're going to be reaching out to everybody and some road shows. We'll probably with FinAccess as well. So we can, I think, for if you have some questions that are not coming up today, but you have, we will definitely be reaching out to you to meet in areas. And Peter and Michal will make sure that we are all being coordinated.
Great. Everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Mark. Bye.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.